Today's daf is Beya Daf Hey, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Shoshana bas Rus, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Chaya Moshe ben Esther, and Tamar bas Chasida Fruma Rivka. So we're continuing to discuss the first line of Maseches Beya, the Machloikis Beishamei and Beisilol, regarding a Beya Shenol de Beyontif. Beishamei Oimrim Teyachel, U Beisilol Oimrim Loi Teyachel. Today's daf is going to discuss a Beya Shenol de Beyontif when there's 2 days Yontif. The egg was born on the first day Yontif, and the question is, are you allowed to eat it on the second day Yontif or not? Now, according to Beishamai, Beish and Olda Beyantif Teyachel. The question is, according to Beisil, that Beish and Olda Beyantif Loi Teyachel, what if you want to eat it not the day that the Beya was Noilat, but you want to eat it on the second day Yantif? Would it be okay or would it not be okay? And the truth is that in the Gemara's discussion of this Shiloh, the Gemara is going to go into some of the underlying fundamentals to the whole concept of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And the Gemara that we're going to learn, specifically the first 10 or so lines, are hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba, in terms of understanding the very cryptic idea of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And I think it's kedai to precap the daf so that we'll front-load the raid by today and really speak out the Teresh Baal Peh of what's going to emerge very much from today's daf. It's an introduction to today's daf. It's an introduction to tomorrow's daf. It's also a little bit of a recap of the first part of the daf. So Midday Raisa, there's no such thing as a two-day Yontif. Midday Raisa, Rosh Hashanah, is the first day of Chodesh Tishrei. Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Chodesh Tishrei. Sukkot, the Yontif part of Sukkot, is the 15th day of Tishrei. Pesach is the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan. Shavuos is Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan. Moshe was Moisef Yemecham Idaitoi. But it's all one day Yontif. Stating that, the Minig Aviseinu was that in Chutz Laaretz, Yidden always kept 2 days Yontif. The question is why? Now, in order to understand it, really, we have to go back in time and we have to appreciate how Yomim Tovim once upon a time were instituted. Yontif is based on the day of the month. So really, in order to know when Yontif is, you'd have to know first when Rosh Chodesh is and then work your way for whatever day of that Chodesh the Torah says Yontif is supposed to be. Now today, if you want to know when Yontif is, you want to know when Rosh Chodesh is, you look at your Luach, you look at your calendar, and based on what the calendar says, that tells you it's 1 day Yontif, it's 2 days Yontif, it's 1 day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and you know exactly what to do. But this calendar was something that the Yidden back in the day did not have. It was instituted by an Amora whose name was Reb Hillel, not to be confused with Hillel HaZaken, rather a very, very much later descendant of Hillel HaZaken. He was someone that lived in the Tkufa of the Amoron. Metz Hashem, in the coming days, we'll get to some more of the history of who this Reb Hillel was. But he was the one that instituted the calendar. He knew Soid HaIbor, and he customized a calendar that Yidden would be able to use to be able to determine when it's Rosh Chodesh and obviously when Yontif is. But that's not the way it was prior to Reb Hillel. So how then was it determined when Rosh Chodesh was? The Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it's learned out from Psukim, Beis Din was the one that used to determine when it was Rosh Chodesh. So Beis Din would sit, this was the Beis Din HaGadol that was in Yerushalayim, and they would wait for 2 Edom to arrive to say that they saw the new moon. And whenever they said they saw the new moon, it was on that day that Beis Din Paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh. Now the truth is that the Edom that were going to come and tell Beis Din that they saw the new moon, we're going to come on one of 2 days. Rosh Chodesh could either be Mole or it could be Chaser. It could be 29 days, it could be 30 days. It can't be longer. If the Chodesh is 29 days, that would mean Rosh Chodesh would be the following day, it would be day 30. If the Chodesh is 30 days, that would mean Rosh Chodesh would be the following day, it would be day 31. But The point is that a month can be either 29 days or 30 days, which means Rosh Chodesh is always going to be day 30 from the previous Rosh Chodesh or day 31 from the previous Rosh Chodesh. So really, it was narrowed down to 2 days. But which one of those 2 days is Rosh Chodesh? Makes a very, very big difference. When is Pesach? When is Sukkot? When is Yom Kippur? You have to know. So Beis Din would wait, Edom would arrive, and when Edom came, they would say Edus, they would cross-examine, and assuming the Edus was cleared, it was on that day that it was determined that it was going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now, as soon as Beis Din was Mekabel Edus, and they determined what day was Rosh Chodesh, the next move was they had to immediately figure out a way to communicate to all the Jews that were living all over the world. Now, the Yidden that were living close by, it wasn't a big deal. They had shluchim, they had people that would go, and they would notify everybody when Rosh Chodesh is. But try to appreciate that once upon a time, there was no such thing as social media. Once upon a time, if you wanted to get a message out, especially to Medina Sayam, it wasn't so simple. And this was something that Beis Din struggled with. And there were times where they had systems that were put into place. We'll see a little bit about it in today's daf, a Mishnah, Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah. But that wasn't long-lived. And really, in order to spread the word in a way where Beis Din was comfortable, that even people living far away from Eretz Yisrael would know when Rosh Chodesh was, they had to do it the old-fashioned way. They had to send people, shluchim, shadars, and it was their job to go notify all the kehillas that Beis Din was aware of, to let them know that you should know it was on this day that it was Rosh Chodesh. And again, why is it so important to know when it's Rosh Chodesh? So on Rosh Chodesh, you say Hallel, Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavai, but that wasn't what this was about. This was about Yontif, because if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, then you don't know when Tesvav Nisan is, and you don't know when Pesach is. If you know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, so you don't know where Shoshana is, you don't know when Yom Kippur is, you don't know when Sukkot is, so how are you going to figure out all Yom Tovim? So this was a critical thing. Now here was the problem. The problem is that there were Yidden that lived so far away from Yerushalayim, that even with all the Shadars and all the people that were going out to try to notify the Yidden when Rosh Chodesh was, it was impossible for those people to get to these medinos harachikos, these distant lands, before Yontif. And what happened is, when Yontif came along, these people were still in the dark. These people still did not know when Yontif was. So what did they do? They kept 2 days Yontif. Why 2 days Yontif? Because they knew that the previous month was either 29 days or 30 days, which means they were able to narrow down Rosh Chodesh to one of 2 days. And if they can narrow down Rosh Chodesh to one of 2 days, they can now narrow down Yontif to one of 2 days. The problem is they didn't know which one of the 2 days it was. So therefore, misafik, what they did was, they kept 2 days Yontif. Not everyone living in Chutz Laaretz did that. Only the people that lived in the distant lands. They had no choice. And as a result, they kept 2 days Yontif. And that became this minig in Klal Yisrael, where although in the Torah there's only 1 day of Yontif, there were people that kept 2 days of Yontif. Stating that, there was a tremendous machloikis amayiron as to the nature, the lundus, so to speak, of this 2 day Yontif. There were those that held that the nature of the 2 days Yontif was a takonas chazal. Meaning Chazal understood there were people that lived so far that it was going to be impossible for them to know when Beis Din instituted Rosh Chodesh. As a result, when Yontif was going to come around, it was going to be impossible for them to know when exactly is Yontif. So the Chazal said that you need to keep 2 days Yontif. One of them is Yontif. You don't know which one it is. Misafik, you're going to have no choice. You're going to have to give 2 days Yontif. But the point is, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias was a takonas Chazal. But there were other Amoron that saw it differently. They held there was never a takonas chazal from the Bnei Chutz Laaretz that lived in these faraway lands to keep 2 days Yontif. So why then were there 2 days Yontif? It was a very practical thing. There were people that physically lived far away. They didn't know what to do. They had a suffix deraisim, and melo, they kept 2 days Yontif. But the point is, it wasn't a takonas chazal. It's not like Beis Din mandated you have to keep a second day Yontif. Beis Din never got involved in this shiloh. Beis Din understood that the Yidden living in faraway lands will do whatever they need to do. They'll try their best to figure out when Yontif is. And if they can't, they'll probably be able to narrow it down to 2 days. And once they do that, misafik, they'll keep 2 days Yontif. But it was never a takonas chazal to keep 2 days Yontif. But rather, this was something that the Bnei Chutz Laaretz did on their own simply because they had a safik. So just like if you had any other safik, you would deal with it the way you deal with sfeikos. That's what the Bnei Chutz Laaretz did. They had a suffix. They didn't know when Yontif was. Memela, what are you supposed to do? They asked the local Rabbanim and they told them, based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Dinim of suffix, we're going to have to keep 2 days Yontif. It's not so posh, but that's the psak that they were given. So again, was it a takonas chazal or was it something that they took upon on their own? What's the nafgamina? In Lomdis, there's a major nafgamina. We'll see in the course of the daf in halacha what the nafgamina might be. But in Lomdis, there's a very big nafgamina. If the second day yontif was takonas chazal, that means both days were vada yontif. One day midday raiso, and the other day midday rabbanon. The real yontif, we don't know who it is, but the real yontif is a deraisa, and the other day is yontif midirabonon. If, however, it was something that they took upon on their own, but Bezdin themselves never intervened, Bezdin never got involved, and Bezdin never said that you have to keep it 2-day yontif, so that means one day was yontif, the other day was chayil. The other day is a weekday. They rather don't know which day is yontif, which day is chayil, and as a result, they're treating both days as if it's yontif. But the nafkamina is not the yontif day, the other day. Is the other day yontif b'teres vaday, or be it midirabanan, or is the other day really a yom chayil? Again, does it make a difference? Practically speaking, no. You're going to wear your yontif clothing, you're going to go to shul, you're going to make kiddush, but as we'll see in the Gemara, there are academic nafkaminas, but fundamentally, this is a major shiloh. When the Bnei Chutz Laretz took upon this minig of a 2-day yontif, was it because Bezdin had mandated they have to keep a 2-day yontif, or was nothing to do with a specific takana and gzeira of Bezdin, but rather they had a suffix, and as a result, this was something that they were going to have to do? The truth is that this situation lasted until there was a calendar. Once Reb Hillel instituted the calendar, at that point, this whole idea of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz being different as relates to Yontif suddenly went by the wayside. Why? Because when Bezin stopped being Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and everything happened based on a calendar, the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden living in Chutz Laretz, the Yidden living in the Medina Serechaikis, they all established Yontif in the same way. They looked at their calendar, and whatever the Luach said, whatever the Gabay clapped, that's when Rosh Chodesh was, and based on that, that's when Yontif was. So really, it became all in the same. Stating that, the minig in Klal Yisrael didn't change. The Yidden in Eretz Yisrael would keep one day yontif the way they always did when Bezin was Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and the Yidden living in Chutz Laretz, not only in the Medina Serechaikis, but all the Yidden living in Chutz Laretz kept 2 days yontif. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, Bishloimo, if the whole institution of the 2-day yontif was a takonas chazal, Bezdin instituted 2 days yontif, so you understand why in Chutz Laretz, even after the calendar, where they really didn't need a 2-day yontif anymore, but they maintained the gzera, just like so many gzeras chazal, where even though you can argue, do we really need the gzera today? But at the same time, once a gzera, always a gzera. So you can understand based on the laws and regulations of gzeira is why this gzeira would still be in effect, even though in theory it shouldn't have been in effect anymore. But if you hold that there was never a takonas chazal to keep a second day yontif, it was just the Bnei Chutz Laretz that they had done this on their own because they didn't know what to do. So in Mela, they said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep a 2-day yontif. But if they don't have a suffix anymore because now there's a calendar, so why did they continue to keep a 2-day yontif? This is the Gemara's kasha. In fact, it's the Gemara's kasha in today's daf. And the Gemara is going to say that the reason was because Sholchu Mitam. Ironically, they received a telegram from Eretz Yisrael. And the telegram said, Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. Maintain this custom. Because Zimnin de Gazra Malchus Gzeira, because they were concerned that the Malchus may impose a Gzeira. Rashi says the Gzeira would be Shaloyis Asku b'Torah. They may tell them, stop learning Torah. V'osi le'ikil kule, and this can cause a kilkul. Meaning they were worried that maybe this whole calendar that we have would somehow go by the wayside. Right now we have it, but maybe we won't have it forever. And if we don't have it forever, it's going to go back, and it's going to revert to a situation where it's going to be hard to know when yontif is, and therefore continue to keep 2 days yontif, because in the worst case scenario, even if you don't have a calendar and you don't know when yontif is, you can narrow it down to 2 days. So don't rely on the calendar, because Zimnin de Gazru Hamalchas Gzeira V'Asi Lekilkule, we could always revert back to the way it was, and in the event that that happens, it's going to be a problem, so continue to keep 2 days yontif. Now there's an obvious kasha the Rishonim ask, and that is that if the reason today, when there's a calendar, the Yidden and Chutz Laretz keep 2 days yontif is because of the concern we may lose the calendar, then Eretz Yisrael, they should do the same thing. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz is when you're Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. So then, Eretz Yisrael, you know when Bezdin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. In Chutz Laretz, you don't know when Bezdin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. But in a world where you're basing it on calendars and you're not being Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, if you're concerned that something's going to happen, Zimnin de Gazra Malchus Gzeira V'Asi L'Kilkulei,
and you're not going to know exactly everything and all the details, how to understand Hillel's cheshbon that he made. So if you're worried about Chutzlars, you should be worried about Eretz Yisrael as well. This is a good kasha that the Rishonim all struggle with. And the Rishonim say that Chazal felt more inclined to keep this takana in place in Chutzlars because they always had this takana of 2 days yontif. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, there was never a 2-day yontif. So to be mechadish, a 2-day yontif based on Asil Kalkule, no. In Chutzlars, where there was always a 2-day yontif, so Asil Kalkule, this gezeira that maybe you're going to forget your learning, you're not going to really understand the Soida Ibor, and maybe the calendar's not going to help you anymore. So for Chutzlars, to keep the 2-day yontif, that made sense. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there was never a 2-day yontif, over there it didn't seem so reasonable. But the bottom line is, when the Yidden were Mekadosh al pi Re'iyah, over there was a very obvious difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz as related to yontif. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz like Trumas and Meisters and Shemitah and Arla. It's simply the Yidden that were too far from Yerushalayim, they didn't know, even when yontif came, when exactly Rosh Chodesh was, thus they didn't know when yontif was. Memeil, they had no choice, but they had to keep 2 days of yontif. But there was one yontif that was unique and different as it relates to this discussion. And ironically, that yontif is the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And the reason Rosh Hashanah was unique is because Rosh Hashanah coincides with Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It falls out on Rosh Chodesh. And because it falls out on Rosh Chodesh, it was unique, and it was unique for two reasons. The first reason it's unique is because on Rosh Hashanah, like every potential day Rosh Chodesh, Beis Din would convene and they would wait for Edom to come to tell them and let them know whether today's Rosh Chodesh, today is not Rosh Chodesh. Now, in the event that on the 30th day, meaning the first of the 2 days that it could be Rosh Chodesh, in this case, the first of the 2 days that it could be Rosh Hashanah, Beis Din was Mekabel Edom, and Beis Din now knows that today's Rosh Chodesh, which means that today is Rosh Hashanah, they had no way to notify anybody. The reason is because Rosh Hashanah is yontif, and yontif, you're bound by tchumen. So you can't go more than 2,000 amas outside of the tchum. Now, the tchum for Beis Din, who was Mekadosh al pi Re'iyah, was Yerushalayim Mir HaKadosh. So you weren't able to go beyond 2,000 amas of Yerushalayim, which meant that within 2,000 amas, they were able to send shluchim, let everybody know, today's Rosh Hashanah, right? You have to know that. But outside of the tchum, there was no way of knowing. Which means that the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, historical fact, even in Eretz Yisrael, as long as they were outside of the Tchum of Yerushalayim, they used to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Simply because they had no way of knowing. Because the whole idea of the Yidden Chutz La'aretz keeping 2 days is because they didn't know. Why didn't they know? Because on the other side of the world. Now, they didn't either know. The reason they didn't know is because they're outside the Tchum. And outside the Tchum on Yontif, in Unzer Kreisin, is like being on the other side of the world. They had no way of notifying them. And as a result, they used to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this is a little trickier, but this is very, very important for the daf today and for the daf tomorrow, and certainly very much in the Yonah D'Yoma as it's Erev Rosh Hashanah right now. And that is, in order to fully appreciate why Rosh Hashanah was different, and again, this goes to understanding the real halacha l'maisa shailos that come up on Rosh Hashanah today, you have to appreciate some of the nuances of the way Beis Din was Mekabel the Chodesh. Now, let's just visualize Rosh Hashanah for a second. Rosh Hashanah, like every Rosh Chodesh, could be on the 30th day from the previous month. It could be on the 31st day from the previous month. So what does that mean? That means you're not going to really know when it's Rosh Hashanah until you find out when it's Rosh Hashanah. So what do you then do? They used to go to shul at night, and they would put on their yontif clothing, and they would hear the yontif diganigin, and they would say, L'shana toiva tikasiv v'seichasiv la'alta l'chaim toiva m'lushalim b'seich zifren shal tzadikim gemur. Right? They went through all the motions as if it's Rosh Hashanah, but really they didn't know. Beis Din wasn't Mekabel Edom at night, so you're not even going to know until tomorrow. It's impossible to know until tomorrow. And then tomorrow's going to come, and if Beis Din is Mekabel Edom, so okay, that means today's Rosh Hashanah, and you finish the day in Gevaldik. And if nobody ever shows up, then you're going to do it again tomorrow. Now, anyone living outside the Tchum anyways had to do it 2 days, because they had no way of knowing what really happened. But I'm talking about the people that live within the Tchum, the people that were in the know, that are within the range of the Shluchim, even Ayotiv. So that's what they would do. They were living in a little bit of suspense. It's, you know, you're davening on a sanatoy, but you don't really know if today is the Yom HaDin, if tomorrow is the Yom HaDin. Right, it's an interesting concept, but that's what it was. So they would wait, and by the end of the day, if nobody showed up, okay, that means tomorrow is Yontif. And if people did show up, that meant that today was Yontif, and that's the way it played out. But then something happened. What happened was, it used to be and this is based on a Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that Bezdin would be Mekabel Eidei Re'iyah the entire day. Which meant that any time during the day, day being defined as up until Shkia, Tzeisak Echovim, Bein Hashmoshes, Rabbein Untam, Bezdin would be Mekabel the Chodesh. What happened was, most times, however, they didn't have to be Mekabel the whole day. Because usually, there was Rizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs, and you know, whoever would see the moon, they wanted to have the schuss to run to Bezdin, notify Bezdin today's Rosh Chodesh, and they would start running, they would make a beeline, especially in Rosh Hashanah, who doesn't want to tell Bezdin that today's Rosh Hashanah, and everybody would go. So usually, by the morning, Bezdin knew what was going on. One time, however, nobody came in the morning. After the Yidden had already brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, two Eidim walked in, Vayuvay! You should know, we saw the new moon. Bezdin was stunned. This had never happened before. People used to always come in the morning. Now, all of a sudden, they came in the afternoon. Now, that was a little bit of a problem. Rashi seems to say this actually happened on Rosh Hashanah. But the point is, they had already brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. That was an issue because if it's Rosh Hashanah today, you have to bring two Karbanos Musafin. You have to bring the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah. You also have to bring the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh today. Once you bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, Aleo Hashlim, Kol Karbanos, Kuli, you're not going to bring any Karbanos anymore. So they missed out on bringing the Karbanos. Not just that, the Gemara says, Neskalklu HaLevi'im Bashir. What happened was the Levi'im, when they sang the Niggin, the Shira, by the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, they sang the wrong song. Because instead of singing Rosh Hashanah Digan Niggin and a Rosh Chodesh Digan Niggin, they sang a Vacha Digan Niggin. Because they didn't realize that it was Rosh Hashanah. So because of this, the Chachamim made a Takana. And this Takana is a game changer in terms of understanding this whole sugya. They made a Takana, they said that once the Zman HaMincha comes, once we bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, we're not being Mekabel Eidim anymore. So Eidim could walk in and they could say, we saw today's Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter. We're not going to be Mekabel. At that point, we're not going to be Mekabel anymore. So here's the question. The Yidden living in Yerushalayim, that first night, which may be Yontif, may not be Yontif, they don't know, depends on what happens tomorrow. They go to shul and they prav Rosh Hashanah. And then in the morning, it's Rosh Hashanah. And they daven Musaf and it was Rosh Hashanah. And then after the Zman HaMincha, two Eidim walk in. And the two Eidim say that we saw the new moon. Now, the truth is, that means today's Rosh Hashanah. But Bezdin closes their ears. They're not listening. They're not being Mekabel the Eidim. They're not doing the cross-examination. There's no drishes. There's no chakiris. Which means tomorrow's going to be Yontif. So what happens now the rest of the day? From the Zman HaMincha, when these people showed up, until tonight, what happens? Tonight, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah all over again. We're going to have Simonim and Shachayonus, maybe, maybe not. Right, this is all going to play out again tonight. But what happens now for the next 6 hours? It's Yontif, it's not Yontif. It's Yontif. Because Chachamim felt that if we're going to say it's not Yontif, this is way too dangerous. People are going to start thinking Yontif, Rosh Hashanah is a half a day. You go, you daven, you come home, and you can do whatever you want. Right? Just the optics are terrible, and it's so obvious why gzeiros and bad things can come from this. So Chachamim said, we have no choice, but we need to make sure that this day is going to remain Yontif. Which means it's going to be 2 days Yontif. But this is a very, very big chiddush. Because every two-day yontif that we've discussed up until this point was a two-day yontif because we were mesupik. Because we didn't know when yontif really is. But to the extent we would know when yontif is, there's no two-day yontif. Even if you're living in Spain and Portugal, it doesn't matter where you are. The whole concept of the two-day yontif was predicated on the fact we don't know when yontif is. But now we just created a scenario, a real halachic scenario, where we know all the facts. There's no suffix in the world. We know today's really Rosh Hashanah, but we're not going to allow it to be Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah, but today's also going to be Rosh Hashanah. Now, the truth is, until the Eidim walked in, we were Masopic. I know, but the Eidim came already. There's a few hours left in the day. For those few hours, we're going to keep it Rosh Hashanah, even though we know now tomorrow really is going to be Rosh Hashanah, which means there was a concept of having 2 days Rosh Hashanah nisht misafik. This idea of having 2 days Rosh Hashanah nisht misafik is where the concept of a Yom HaRichter comes from. There's an idea where you have a two-day yontif, which is 2 days, but not because you have a suffix, which is the day. You know that both days are yontif. That being treated as yontif, b'teres vada, it's all because of a, starts with a suffix and with a kilkel and levi and bashir. There's a whole history behind it. But let's fast forward to the punchline. The punchline is that right now you have 2 days yontif, and the reason you have 2 days yontif has nothing to do with a suffix. It's b'teres vada. You have 2 days yontif even though there is no suffix. That's a chiddush. Usually the two-day yontif is predicated on a suffix. One of the 2 days is yontif. Now, lamdis, how you view it, Okay, but at the end of the day, it's based on Safik. Here you have a concept for a few hours. You're going to have a day Yontif, even though you know tomorrow is also going to be Yontif. So there's no Safik, quote unquote, and at the same time, there's going to be 2 day Yontif. This is the underlying premise for Yom HaRichta. This is why it's a Shaila with Shachiyanu. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But as far as today's daf, as far as the introduction goes, so now there was this new idea. And this idea was that it's possible on Rosh Hashanah for there to be 2 days of Yontif where at least part of the first day will have nothing to do with Safi. So now let's go back to the Yidden that are living in Chutz Laretz. It comes Rosh Hashanah. They have no idea what's flying. And even the Yidden, by the way, that are living outside the Tchum of Yerushalayim. This was Negei, even Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. So you're sitting down, you're trying to figure out when Rosh Hashanah is. So what are the possibilities? The 30th day could be Rosh Hashanah. The 31st day could be Rosh Hashanah, right? It could be the first day Rosh Chodesh. It could be the second day Rosh Chodesh. But really, there was a third possibility. The third possibility is maybe both days are Rosh Chodesh. Maybe both days are Rosh Hashanah. Because maybe Edom are going to come in Amincha Lomayla. And if the Edom come in Amincha Lomayla, the first day is going to remain as Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow again is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And you're going to end up with 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which meant that from the perspective of the Yidden that were in the dark, there were not two possibilities. There were actually three possibilities. What do you mean three possibilities? Either it's the first day or the second day. We always narrow it down to 2 days. That's easy. That we did in the beginning. So why is there a third side? Oh, because could be Adam will just show up in the morning of the first day. It'll be the first day. Could be Adam will never show up the first day, which means it's the second day. Or maybe Adam will show up in Amin Cholamaylo. And if they show up in Amin Cholamaylo, the first and the second day are both Yontif Ki Yoy Marichta Dami, which meant there was a whole third possibility of Yoy Marichta. And the Yidin of Chutz Laretz had to be worried, or they had to be chayish for this third side. So by every other Yontif, it was always one of two possibilities. But when it came to Rosh Hashanah, there was always a third possibility. The third possibility is that maybe the 2 days are really Yontif. Either way, that was a long introduction, but in many ways, a precap for the first part of the Gemara that we're going to learn right now. It's an introduction to tomorrow's daf as well, and really it's an introduction to understanding a little bit of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. Again, what we said is the surface. It's the Pashup Shad. It's just literally the top layer. If you delve into Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim, mostly over here in the Gemaras that we're learning in Masechtas Beah, there's obviously so much more. But again, for our purposes, just a little bit of an understanding of the concept of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus.